Field Tidings, 1910. June 8, 1910. Work in the South. Ellen G. White. In a talk given by Sister White at College View, Nebraska, September 25, 1904, she made the following significant statements regarding the work in the South. "I must speak in behalf of the work in the Southern field. The message of a soon coming Savior must go to all its cities. We must wake up and consider what this means to us individually in the matter of consecrated effort. Some have been working and stirring continually to learn how we should enter the various and important fields, and how the work can be done to the glory of God. But I can assure you that we have put none too much labor into this field. We have given none too much money to it. We have put none too much talent into it. There are many present who have been much interested in missionary work in the South. To these I say, rejoice that the Southern field is being worked. Today I desire to leave this impression upon the mind of every one that is here, that the Southern field is to be thoroughly worked. This burden, as God has laid it upon us as a people, has been kept before us for many years. And the question for each individual is, what am I to do? To every man God has appointed his work. If we would only remember this and seek humbly and perseveringly to know and to do our appointed work, guidance and grace would be given us to meet the trials and hardships of the way. When the Jews asked Jesus, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? He replied, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. His disciples are commissioned to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You have neighbors. Will you give them the message? You may never have had the hands of ordination laid upon you, but you can humbly carry the message. You can testify that God has ordained that all for whom Christ died shall have everlasting life if they believe on him.